Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Joyce. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my account that I did not approve.
Alrighty, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
41015.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, please. And the first and last name?
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Spicer, S-P-I-C-E-R.
Okay, and for security purposes, may I have the address, please?
4706 Victory Avenue, Oconee, Kentucky.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, please. Yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account associated with you. Do you remember maybe you did a survey, had an email sent to you to actually do maybe a survey for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, maybe an iPhone?
Yeah, it was just a survey, though.
Yes, ma'am. What you're seeing, it actually entered you into a chance to win this item and enrolled you in one of her two hours. Great fitness app,
oh.
I mean, meal planning apps, excuse me.
I didn't realize that's what I was doing. Can you take that off?
Yes, ma'am. Now, we are running a special on those meal planning apps, which you considered if I made it $20 a month?
No.
Okay. All righty, give me 1 second, ma'am. Alrighty. Alrighty, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges on that. I do have a cancellation order number for you. Are you ready to take that down?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. And that will be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920-442-006.
Okay.
Alrighty, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Damn survey.